Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this evening's Board of Supervisors meeting to order. I'd also like to let you know that the board did meet in executive session tonight to discuss land, legal, and personnel items. Please join me now in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As many of you may have heard, we lost a Derry Township police officer last week, and I'd like to ask now for a moment of silence in memory of Officer Mike Henry, a 21-year veteran of the Derry Township Police Force, and in thanks for his service to our community and to our country. Thank you. Our prayers are with his family, his friends, and everybody on the force. And Garth, we send our sympathies to you and everyone who's worked with the officer.
Thank you.
Now we move on to the swearing in of our two new supervisors. I'd like to ask Natalie Nutt and Carter Wyckoff and Judge Cherry, thank you very much for joining us tonight, to proceed with the swearing in. Judge Cherry is dotting the I's and crossing the T's. After the swearing in, the two of you are welcome to bring up family members for pictures. If you'd like to do that, you're more than welcome to do that.
Take the oath of office.
Yes.
Raise your right hand after me. Aye.
Aye. Carter Wyckoff.
Natalie
Nutt. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will.
Are we doing one or the both the same? Got it. Sorry. Okay. Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of this Commonwealth.
The Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And that I will discharge the duties of the Township Supervisor.
I will discharge the duties of Township Supervisor.
For the Township of Derry.
For the Township of Derry.
Dauphin County.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Bob, have faith, Bob.
That's
Take your time.
Thank you. One more.
Is there somebody?
Before we get into our reorganization meeting, and that's what tonight's meeting really is, we do have some other items on the agenda, but we wanted to start with our session of public comment. And as a reminder, all sessions of the Township of Derry are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes, and our speakers are asked to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less. So we will have public comment at the end as well, but if you'd like to offer anything this evening in terms of public comment for the board here, we invite you now to come up with a microphone, let us have your name and your address, and we'd like to hear what you have to say. I think that may be the first time it's ever happened. I won't tempt fate then. All right, thank you. If something hits you that you want to share later, please feel free to come up at the end of the meeting. And now we're going to move into our elections of chairman, vice chairman, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, solicitor, and engineer. This is resolution number 2020-01. And before we move on to the actual discussion and vote, I would like to say that I thoroughly enjoyed serving as the chairperson for 2019. It has been an interesting and often challenging year, but it has been a real honor for me and a great joy. As you know, the chairman's role is really to run the meetings. The chairman doesn't have any greater voice in any matter, and he or she's vote is the same weight as anybody else on this board. But I personally have felt that serving as the chair carries another responsibility, and that's to make sure that you build camaraderie and consensus among board members, staff members, and the public, and that you seek to continue to educate everybody in this township. So it has been my honor to serve as your chair, and I appreciate having had that opportunity. Having said that, we'll move on to the elections for our reorganization of the board. Do I have a nomination for the position of chairman for 2020?
I will nominate Mark Moyer.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Do I have a nomination for vice chairman?
I'll nominate Natalie Nutt for that position.
I will second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and that motion carries. Do I have a nomination for the role of secretary?
I will nominate Carter Whitehall.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Also, assistant secretary, do I have a nomination for that?
I'll nominate Chris Christman.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Nomination for solicitor? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped over treasurer. I apologize. Nomination for treasurer.
I'll nominate Chris Christman for that position as well.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? And that motion carries. Now on to the solicitor.
I'll nominate John Yost pending RFP.
And I will second the nomination. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? And that motion carries. And our engineer of record?
I'll nominate HRG to continue with our engineer.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Now, this is the fun part. Give us a minute while we do the Board of Supervisors choreography, because we're going to shift chairs here. So if all of the board members, basically Mark's going to take my chair, Natalie's going to take Mark's chair, correct?
Yes.
Carter, you're going to stay where you are.
I think I'm going down there, right?
I'm so confused. Yeah.
Who's the vice chair? Natalie.
Natalie's vice chair, so she can be my right.
So Natalie, you should shift to Mark's chair.
And then Carter shift down here.
Carter can shift up there, and I'll take Carter's seat. If anybody follow this, more power to you.
Before your
before you take action, the former chairperson needs to ask for the approval of the resolution.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I can do that from this chair, I'm assuming. Yes. So do I have a motion to approve that slate as stated, resolution number 2020-01?
I'll move.
So moved by Mr. Moyer, seconded by Natalie. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion carries.
Thank you. Susie, first of all, I want to personally thank you for the leadership that you displayed this past year as our chairperson. And as you mentioned, the countless hours of time that you dedicated to this township and to the board supervisors as our leader. So I want to personally thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Very much. You did a fantastic job.
I will continue to invest countless hours in the next 2 years.
No doubt about that.
Thank you.
No doubt about that. So moving to our next item on the agenda is resolution number 2020-02. The resolution would be it resolved and enacted, and it is hereby resolved and enacted that the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, that the bond limit for the Township Manager and the Treasurer shall not be less than $1,500,000 for year 2020, resolved the 6th day of January 2020. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second for this resolution?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that resolution passes. Chris, I noticed this resolution has a second one on the bottom. Do we need to set the same for auditor signatures? Do we need to have one?
That will be acted on tomorrow morning at the reorganization of the township auditors.
Great. Okay. Next item on the agenda is resolution number 2020-03, resolution of Derry Township appointing a delegate to the 2020 State Convention. Be it resolved and enacted, and it is hereby resolved and enacted by the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, that the following supervisor is elected as a voting delegate to the 2020 State Convention. I will nominate Carter Wyckoff as a delegate and Chris Christman as the alternate delegate, and I'll entertain a second. Seconded by Natalie Nutt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes, or that resolution passes. Next item on the agenda is resolution 2020-04, resolution of the Township of Derry, selecting depositories for the funds of the Township of Derry for the year 2020. The resolution reads that it be resolved and enacted and by the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Pennsylvania, Derry Township, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, PNC Bank, Santander Bank, Pennsylvania Local Government Investment Trust, Northwest Bank, Fulton Bank, Wells Fargo, M&T Bank, Branch Banking and Trust Company, Members First Federal Credit Union, Hershey Federal Credit Union, Bryn Mawr Bank Corporation, Hershey Trust, and Pennsylvania Treasury Invest Program are selected as depositories for the funds of the Township of Derry for the year 2020, and that the Township be further authorized to invest Township funds in any security as authorized in Act 102 of 1980, that the Township Treasurer, who has been duly elected as Township Treasurer by the Board of Supervisors, is directed to deposit said depositories all funds coming into his hands as Township Treasurer. Be it further resolved and enacted that any such funds have been deposited in said regular designated depositories by the Township Treasurer. Township Treasurer and his surety and sureties shall thereafter be relieved of all liability occasioned by the failure or insolvency of said depositories, resolved the 6th day of January 2020. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Rick Sambuda. All those in favor?
Aye. No, I just had a quick comment. I thought it would be important for Chris just to do a quick explanation of why the list of all the banks, and that we don't technically bank with all of them, but this gives us the opportunity to do so. Is that correct?
Sure. That's the long and short of it.
Sorry to put words in your mouth, but most people should know that. So. Thanks.
Unless you want a further explanation. The point of it is really by the second class township code, you're required by resolution to demonstrate all of the financial institutions that the township banks with. In this case, Derry Township has always in the past and continues today to list all of the different depositories within the limits of the township, so that in the event that there's favorable interest rates, then we can move money to different banks without having to come forward to the board at a separate meeting to authorize that by resolution. So we capture that in this resolution tonight, so it gives the township flexibility.
Thank you, Chris. Turning next to our resolution number 2020-05, a resolution of Township of Derry naming monies to be paid over to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association for the year 2020. Be it resolved and enacted, and it is hereby resolved and enacted by the Board of Supervisors of the Township of Derry, Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, as follows. Whereas the Township of Derry has been afforded protection by the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company, which has a Firemen's Relief Association, now therefore be it resolved and enacted that the Township of Derry will pay over to the Hershey Firemen's Relief Association all monies received from foreign fire insurance tax for the year 2020, resolved the 6th day of January 2020. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court, and that resolution, or excuse me, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that resolution passes. The next item on the agenda pertains to the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term, the expired term of former Supervisor Matthew Weir. I'll nominate Natalie Nutt for that position.
Second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Library Endowment Trust for a one-year term for the expired term of Mark Moyer. I'll entertain a...
I'll nominate Mark Moyer for that
thank
position.
Thank you. Second. And all those in favor say... And seconded by Mr. Wyckoff, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot carries. Next item is appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Downtown Core Design Board for the unexpired five-year term of Justin Engel. And I will nominate Susan Court for that position. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Zamuda seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot passes. Next item is the appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the General Authority for a four-year term, one being the expired term of Matthew Weir, and the other being the expired term, five-year term for myself. I will nominate Carter for the four-year term, Carter Wyckoff for the four-year term. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do I have a nomination for the five-year term?
I will nominate Mark Moyer.
Do I have a second?
I will second
that. Mr. Nutt will second that as well. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And that ballot carries for both of those individuals. Next item is the appointment of one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority for a five-year term for the expired term of Supervisor Engel. And I will nominate Natalie Nutt for that position. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Wyckoff seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot carries. Next item on the agenda is appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Municipal Authority for five-year terms. Excuse me. One member. We're going to do one member of the Board of Supervisors to the Municipal Authority. Matt's unexpired.
Right.
So
it is just one.
It'll be one member of the Municipal Authority for a five-year term for the expired term of Rick Zamuda.
See, it is two, right? Even so, if Matt would stay on, then his term is technically not
expired. Correct. Yes.
And we don't need two supervisors on DTMA.
Apparently not.
That has been a tradition that two supervisors have sat on that authority, so that because the township guarantees the debt associated with the authority, it's been a courtesy to have two seats on that board.
They're structured differently anyway.
Correct. And so because they're structured under the Municipalities Authorities Act, you know, Matt's seat stays in position until such time it expires, which is at the end of this current year, December 2020.
Thank you.
So this would be for the expired term of Rick Sabuda, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And I'll nominate Carter Wyckoff for the position.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That ballot carries. Next ballot is appointment of the two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Police Pension Advisory Board for one-year terms for the expired term of Susan Court and Matt Weir. I will nominate Susan Court and Carter, Susan Court for the first candidate and Carter Wyckoff for the second candidate. And I'll entertain a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Natalie Nutt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that ballot carries. The next item on the agenda was appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Shade Tree Commission for one-year term, two-year term, three-year term, four-year term, and five-year term. This is a relatively new commission. We have some terrific applicants for this committee. It's a wonderful opportunity for members of our town to become involved in this committee. I'm going to move to table this so that we can discuss this in a little bit more detail about whether the supervisors should sit on this or should we provide a greater opportunity for members at large. So in order to provide maximum opportunities for our members at large of this community to be participants in this committee.
And whether or not supervisors sit on it, I would still love to see more people from our community on this commission. We've had so many talented people step forward, yep. As Mr. Moyer said, and I think if we just take a little bit more time to figure out how to restructure this, we can give more people an opportunity to serve.
Yeah, and I think that's a win-win for everybody. So
I'll make the motion. Did you make the motion?
I made the motion.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor of tabling this particular ballot tonight, say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot initiative is tabled. Next item on the agenda is appointment of two members Board of Supervisors to the Subdivision and Land Development Plan Pre-Application and Review Committee for one-year terms. Did we want to vote on that tonight, or were we going to table that?
I was under the impression we'd vote.
Okay.
But then, do we want to put
one or two
supervisors on, or two?
Yeah.
Can we do one, and instead it's TBD?
Yes. All right. Well, then let's vote for one this evening, and then and we can discuss later if we're going to put a second person on that.
I'd make a motion to put Rick Sabuda on that.
And I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot passes. Next item on the agenda is appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors to the Tax Collection Association for two-year terms for the expired terms of Rick Sabuda. And the unexpired term of Matt Weir. I will recommend that Mr. Zamuda be appointed to that board and Natalie Nutt be appointed to that board as
I'll
well.
Second that.
Seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that ballot passes. Next item is appointment of two members of the Board of Supervisors as transportation liaisons for one-year terms, expired terms of Rick Sabuda and Matt Weir. I think it might be a good idea for us to have a little bit more discussion on who we want to serve on this committee. And I'm going to move that we table this particular ballot so that we can discuss this in a little more detail. Amongst
second
ourselves.
Motion, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. All those in favor of tabling this ballot, say aye.
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 Aye. And that initiative is tabled. All right. The next item on the agenda, ballot 12, starts the process of our community members at large in various positions. And Mr. Crispin, I understand that you will be accepting the ballots from each of the supervisors as we pass them down, and will be announcing the winner or the appointee representing the majority of the votes. And the first appointment is appointment of one member to the vacancy board for a one-year term for the expired term of Christine Taylor Brand. And if you'd be so kind as to pass down the ballots.
The vacancy chair for 2020 will be Kelly Fidelli.
Next item on the agenda is ballot 13, the appointment of one member to the Board of Library Directors for a three-year term. If you'd be so kind as to get it on your ballots.
To the Downtown Core Design Board for a five-year term is for Mr. Jim George.
Thank you. I'll make a motion that Tom Faustin be appointed to the member of the General Authority Board for a four-year term. That's a five-year term. And that Jeffrey Kraut be appointed as a member of the General Authority Board for a two-year term. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That appointment jumped.
We did it that way because there were only two applicants, so it just seemed easier.
More efficient.
Passing.
Yes. The next appointment of three members to the Industrial and Commercial Development Authority for a two-year term, a five-year term, and a four-year term. And if you would be so kind as to annotate.
Mr. Chairman, would it be easier if we selected the three members, got consensus, and then took a vote as to their years of service? I'm just thinking it might be easier for Mr. Christian.
I think you're absolutely right.
Okay. Let's do it. So let's pick three.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Let's pick three, and you can do that by ballot initiative. And then I guess the easiest way to do that then would be to pass these down for three and then have them returned back for the designation of the term length.
Is that, you can just make a motion for that, perhaps?
If you wish.
Whatever's easier. Chris, do you have a preference since you're
tabulating? Let's pass down the.
Okay.
Let's start with this first.
Yeah.
Yes. That's from her.
Yeah.
three individuals selected to the initial appointment here. The determination will next determine the years of service on the authority. Jim Ingalzo, Chris Abruzzo, and Todd Schaefer. So the board wanted to make a motion now as far as the term limits for each of these individuals.
Sure.
Mr. Chris, would you read the names again? I'm sorry.
Jim Ingalzo, Christopher Abruzzo, and Todd Schaefer.
I'll make a motion that Mr. Abruzzo be appointed for the five-year term, Jim Ingalzo appointed for the two-year term, and Todd Schaefer appointed for the four-year term.
I'll second. I'm sorry.
Seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes. Next item on the agenda is appointment of one member to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term. If the member can be so kind as to cast down the ballot.
Appointment to the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board for a five-year term is for Paul Latham.
Next ballot is for appointing one member to the Planning Commission for a four-year term.
To the Dairy Township Planning Commission for a four-year term is for Donald Santo Stefano.
I'll make a motion that Mr. Lou Verdelli be appointed as a member of the Police Pension Advisory Board for a one-year term. He is the only candidate identified on the ballots. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot passes. Again, the next item on ballot 20 was the Shade Tree Commission, and we have tabled that for further consideration.
Do we need to table this one too, since it's a separate item?
Yes.
I think so. Because the first one was the appointment of the board members, this is the appointment of the
right.
community members.
Yeah, so we're going to table that.
I'll make a motion to table this item.
Thank you, Susan, and I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
And that motion passes. We will take that under further consideration. Next item is the appointment of one member to the Tax Collection Association for a three-year term. If members would like to have their ballot initiative, their ballots.
Appointment to the Dairy Township Tax Collection Association for a three-year term is for Wayne Rivers.
The next item is the appointment of one member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term.
To the Dairy Township Zoning Hearing Board for a five-year term is for Stephen Seidel.
Next item on the agenda is appointment of one individual as the emergency management coordinator for a one-year term, two individuals as deputy coordinators for one-year terms for the emergency management agency. I will move for Lieutenant Tim Roach being the coordinator, Sergeant Steve Baird for being the deputy coordinator, and Todd Tagliarulo as being a deputy coordinator. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot passes. Next item is appointment of one individual or member of the Board of Supervisors to the Tri-County Regional Planning for a one-year term. I will move for the appointment of Chris Christman for that position. Do I have a second? Seconded by Ms. Nutt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that ballot passes. Next ballot initiative is appointment of one member to the Capital Region Council of Governments for a one-year term, and one individual or member of the Board of Supervisors as an alternate. I will make a motion that Chris Christman be identified as
alternate representing the board.
The alternate representing the board.
And Tom Clark as our.
And Tom Clark as our delegate. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye. And that ballot passes. So Chris, do we need to do anything else with respect to each of those appointments?
The items that were tabled this evening, we'll bring back in a moment. Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes from December 17th, 2019. Is there any discussion on those minutes? If not, do I have a motion to approve those meetings?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Zamuda.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And
abstain.
Ms. Nutt and Mr. Wyckoff abstain. And that motion carries. Item EE on the agenda. The preliminary final subdivision plan for the Penn State Health Milton SRG Medical Center lots 4, 6, 7, and 8, consolidation and new academic support building lot 9, plat 1, 3, 2, 1. Mr. Emmer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Penn State Milton SRG campus consists of 551.94 acres. Of that total, 382 and a half acres are contained within lots 1, 2, and 3, lot number 1 being the original land grant, and it's the area shown on the left side of the screen in color. That portion of the property contains the main hospital, the Children's Hospital, the Cancer Institute, the medical school, and related housing and other functions. The remaining 169.47 acres identified as lots 4, another lot 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 were acquisitions that were made by the Med Center over time. And those lots are displayed on the screen in various colors. What this plan proposes to do is rather simply take those lots, join them together, and create two new lots. Lot number 4 will be 127.7 acres, and it will contain three buildings, 15, 30, and 35 Hope Drive, and that's in the blue color. Lot number 9 will contain 40.7 acres, and it will contain 90 Hope Drive, which is the academic support building, and also the Magic Years, or former Magic Years, Child Care Center. This plan proposes no new buildings or other improvements, therefore stormwater and traffic issues are not of concern. There's been 13 waivers that have requested this plan, really because of the minor nature of the plan. I'm recommending that all of the waivers be granted, as noted. As a matter of fact, I'm recommending approval of plat 1321, conditioned upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed: that the applicant reimburse the township for the cost incurred in reviewing the plan no later than February 6th, 2020, that performance security is provided to guarantee the installation of concrete monuments and iron pins around the perimeter of the property, and also if they sign the agreement, they would accompany that by July 6, 2020, that they provide a CD of a DXF or AutoCAD file of the plan by July 6, 2020, that the outstanding comment remaining in the HRG letter dated December 30th, 2019 be addressed. And finally, that the deed of dedication for right-of-way along Cherry Drive is recorded concurrently with the plan.
Thank you, Mr. Armour. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll make a motion that the preliminary final subdivision plan for Penn State Health, Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, lots 4, 6, 7, and 8, consolidation and new academic support building lot 9, plat 1321, be approved, subject to compliance with items A through E under the department head recommendation section of this agenda item, and also move that the requested waivers from the subdivision and land development ordinance be granted, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes. The next item on the agenda is reduction of the performance security provided for by the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for Miller Oral Surgery, plat number 1294. Mr. Irwin?
Plat 1294 was the redevelopment of 1220 East Chocolate Avenue with a 3,281 square foot healthcare practitioner's office. Performance security was originally provided in the amount of $199,806. The developer requested a reduction in the security. HRG has performed an inspection and provided a written recommendation that $167,315 is eligible for relief. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of $167,315 from the performance security, resulting in a new balance of $32,491.
Thank you, Mr. Everett. Any discussion on this agenda item?
No.
I'll move that the Board of Supervisors authorize the release of $167,315 from the performance security provided as Fulton Bank Letter of Credit number D007658 for the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for Miller Oral Surgery, plat 1294, resulting in a new balance of $32,491. And I'll entertain a second. Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries. The next item, GG on the agenda, is acceptance of final security for the stormwater management site plan for 1439 Sandhill Road, S-2019-022. Mr. Drummer.
Thank you. The applicants of this, in this case, are Raymond and Deborah Umberger. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $5,983 be provided. The applicants have indeed provided that in the form of cash and have entered into the standard township agreement to provide the financial security. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accept the cash financial security in the amount of $5,983 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with the owners.
Very well. Any discussion on this agenda? Hearing none, I'll move that the Board of Supervisors accept cash financial security in the amount of $5,983 and enter into the agreement to provide financial security with the property owners Raymond and Deborah Umberger for the storm water management site plan for 1439 Sand Hill Road, S-2019-022, and I'll entertain a second. Seconded by Ms. Nutt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries. The final item, at least on the published agenda, is HH, authorization to utilize the Hershey Special Fire Police, the Lebanon County Auxiliary Patrol, and on special occasions, other special fire police from surrounding municipal fire companies for traffic control and direction during various months in 2020. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a yearly authorization that we receive from the board to use special fire police auxiliary patrol for traffic control, you know, at different venues, the Hirschmark Stadium, the arena, and for different events, parades, fireworks, and so forth. There is no budget impact for us. In fact, most of the times it's a budget savings for us because we can supplement our own forces with the special fire police to conduct some of this traffic control.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any discussion or questions of Chief Horner on this issue? No? Hearing none, I'll make the motion that the request to utilize the personnel of the Hershey Special Fire Police, the Lebanon Auxiliary Patrol, and other special fire police from surrounding municipal fire companies to assist Derry Township Police Department with traffic control and direction during the 2020 calendar year be approved. I'll entertain a second for that motion.
Seconded
by Ms. Corb. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries. Next item on the agenda is correspondence and board and committee information. Mr. Smoot, anything to offer?
I'd just like to offer my personal condolences to Officer Henry's family. Tragic that he succumbed as he did. I'd also, on the other end of the spectrum, I'd like to say that New Year's Eve was a great little party out there on chocolate and cocoa. Big crowd. I don't know that anybody keeps track of how many, but we were speculating as to, what, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000? It's hard to count, it's just a sea of heads. But anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Echo the Happy New Year, and also wanted to make sure everyone was aware of the next Hershey Area All Things Diversity event, January 15th, that's Wednesday. We're moving from the Hershey Story Museum to the Hershey Middle School to allow us for some more room. So we're going to be able to take up to 200 people, and this topic is about the state of poverty in our community. So it's a really interesting topic. We invite you to come out. You must register to attend. We provide a light supper, and this is an organization that is jointly run by the township, the school district, Penn State Health, the Hershey Company, Hershey Entertainment Resorts, the Downtown Hershey Association, and the Hershey Story Museum on Chocolate. So looking forward to seeing as many of you as possible next Wednesday, and then throughout the rest of the year for our other events as we have them posted.
Thank you very much, Susan. Natalie, anything to offer by way of?
Yes, first I wanted to say how privileged I am to be here on this board. And I'm very much looking forward to serving the residents of Derry Township. I bear a heavy weight of responsibility to the taxpayers here, and I look forward to doing the best job I possibly can to do the best that I can for the taxpayers here in Derry Township. Along that note, I also wanted to offer a discussion about putting water in the outdoor pool. It's been patched. There is money in the budget as a contingency, and time is up, the essence. And if we don't put water in the outdoor pool, the likelihood of us being able to use this while we make some decisions here as a board will be unlikely. So I would like to open that up to discussion to spend about $3,000 to put water in the outdoor pool.
Mr. Mandia, could we ask you to kind of explain the timing of how late that decision could be made in order to provide a contingency? And I don't disagree, that's a good idea to have a backup, but I'm curious how late we could make that decision. And in addition to putting water in to prevent any kind of further decay or erosion in the pool, what other things would need to go into place in order to potentially open the outdoor pool this summer in the event that we needed to?
Sure. So your first question really depends on, and it changes by year, obviously, its temperature in terms of when you have to make that decision. We've been pretty fortunate this year in that we haven't gotten into what you would consider a deep, deep freeze. Exactly. If that is something that the board wants to do, I would recommend that we do that sooner than later. Because once the ground does start to freeze, that starts pushing on the foundation of the pool, and there's no back pressure which the water provides to try to eliminate that heaving of the pool structure. So if that's something the board is considering, we should do that very soon. In terms of opening the pool for the summer, as I mentioned in the budget presentation this year, we did set aside funds for some additional work in the outdoor pool. There are some motors our ADA access ramps, our lifts, both of them indoors would need some significant attention. All that's been placed in the budget. From a departmental standpoint, if that's the direction we're going, I would appreciate direction sooner than later, because there is a lot of work to do to get the facility up and running. We do start usually interviewing personnel. As the board knows, we've laid all of our staff off in preparation for the construction of the new facility. We would need to start getting staff in place, both front desk and life-saving personnel for the summer as well. So there would be a lot to do. We can certainly do it, but just would like to get direction sooner than later.
I think it would be helpful for the board to understand your timing, not right now, but if in the next couple of days or tomorrow, you could kind of outline the timetable and when you would need to be hiring and when you would need to be
sure.
doing things. Because I think as this board looks at potential options and tries to weigh the cost versus the benefit, and I think it'd be helpful to have that as part of the overall equation to evaluate. So if sure. that's all right with everybody, I think that would certainly, more information is better in understanding the timing, so that if a decision is made to change direction, at least there's an understanding of how that impacts parks and recreation and what that means for our residents.
Yep, I can get a time frame out to the board in the next couple of days. So, I'm sorry. I'll wait for direction. I didn't know if that was direction to put water in the pool or not, or if you're.
But we're going to vote on it.
Got it. Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I will second Natalie's motion.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you made the motion. You just made the conversation.
Yeah.
I will not steal Natalie's motion.
Is there no more discussion, or are we?
I'm okay with the discussion. I think it's a good idea to put water in the pool to provide us with flexibility moving forward.
Yeah. No, I agree that it's the right thing to do. I just wanted to state that. Obviously, and I think this goes without saying, that I am in favor of moving forward with the project as planned. Mm-hmm. However, I think it's a fine idea as a contingency, given the conversation that's going on, that we make sure that we have something for our residents this summer in the event that we do not move forward.
Absolutely.
So that I will vote for it with that understanding. That is not an endorsement of going a different direction.
Understood. Any other discussion? All right, so we have a motion to put water in the pool for the purpose of preserving its integrity. And do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Second by Mr. Wyckoff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion carries. Anything else, Natalie, by way of correspondence, board of committee information?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Carter.
I would like to echo Natalie's thoughts and thank everyone in the community for your input throughout the process. It was a long, hard process, but we worked hard, and we sure are pleased to be up here and represent all of you. It's unfortunate that Mr. Yost had to leave for another meeting. I wanted to thank him publicly for his many years of service as solicitor. However, I think we should authorize Mr. Christman to begin the RFP process to review the service of solicitor. If that needs discussion, or if that counts as a motion, I will make said motion.
I'm not sure it needs a motion.
We would authorize administration to advertise for request for proposals for
right.
a potential solicitor.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that. Any discussion on that?
I don't disagree. It's always good to review our contractors and see who else is out there who may serve our township. I would respectfully request that we also send that RFP to Mr. Yost so that he
Absolutely.
Has the opportunity to respond. He's served our community for more than 30 years, and out of respect for him, especially since you haven't even worked with him yet, I would like to make sure that he has the opportunity to kind of reapply for his position as solicitor.
I think everyone should be having that opportunity.
And then further, before we put out an RFP, I would suggest that this board sit and really identify what qualities and characteristics we're looking for in a solicitor, because otherwise we're just going to get bunch of applications and we're not going to know what we're looking for. So if we're looking for somebody who has a specialty in land development or somebody who really understands a different topic, I think we should try to identify that so that we can make sure that that's spelled out in the RFP.
Or experience in respect to that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, whatever it is we're looking for, I think we have to figure out what that is and then make sure that that's spelled out so that we when we sit to review, we know what criteria we're reviewing against.
Makes logical sense to me. So if we're in agreement that Mr. Christman will move forward with that, do we need a formal vote on that or just a direction?
To make the process simpler, I would ask that you just authorize me to advertise it. I will work on preparing the specifications for the RFP, and the board can weigh in on those options.
Okay, I think we're in concurrence for that authorization. Thank you, Mr. President. Anything else, Carter Conway?
No, thank you.
Attorney or department heads, chief, anything tonight?
Yeah, a few things. I'm going to try to take this in chronological order so I can remember everything. New Year's Eve celebration, we really appreciate the help from all the other departments, Public Works, for helping us with our security measures, the fire department as well, and Hershey Entertainment Resorts, who helps us out with traffic control and some closures in that. I think everything went well. I didn't hear any complaints from our personnel as far as the detail itself. We definitely appreciate the support we've been receiving both inside the township staff and from the community itself in the passing of Officer Henry. Worked with Mike quite a long time, so it's definitely a shock to us, and we're getting through it. And then third, kind of on a lighter note, a good note, is we'll be putting some information out tomorrow on our trading card program. I gave each board member a copy of my card, not signed, and it's not really worth anything, but
doesn't get
a
traffic violation or anything.
So now I might get you actually two tickets. depending on if I did any discipline within the last month or so. We have a whole program lined up for that for the children in the community. There's going to be an opportunity for them to try to collect all the cards. There's 45 of them in total. If they collect all those cards, bring me the checklist sheet in, they will be entered in a prize drawing. So we're hoping to get some good participation from them in that. We have a lot of businesses that are participating as well that will be giving out some specialty key cards in this set. So the information will be coming out over social media tomorrow, and I think the Sun is actually also running an article on this week's paper on it.
Thank you, Chief. Anything on behalf of the fire department, including maybe an update on the truck?
The truck is in Pennsylvania. It's actually a Click Fire equipment. We are working to have it lettered, and we are mounting equipment on it and look forward to putting it in service probably within the next, I'm going to say 60 days right now to get all that stuff done and lettered and put in driver training operations and stuff like that.
Fantastic.
Also just like to welcome our new supervisors and look forward to working with each and every one of you throughout this new year.
Public Works.
I really have nothing to report, just looking forward to a new year, a new board, working with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. I also want to say welcome to the new supervisors and to Supervisor Nutt. I'm looking forward to having you on the library board. I do want to give some construction updates. Next, the week of the 13th, we're going to be tearing up the raised floor in the middle of the library, so it'll be pretty messy, but we will still have library services. And we will also have a large crane coming in next week. So if you know any little kids in your life who love construction equipment, come on by. It's going to be cool. And then the following week, the 21st, it's a Tuesday, we plan on being closed for that day in order to pour concrete. We'll put that in the Township E-News and through social media and put it out through all our usual channels. It should just be one day that will be closed. If anything changes, I'll make sure that everybody knows.
Thank you very much. Sure.
Thank you. Just want to welcome the new board members.
Just echo the other department heads, Carter and Natalie, welcome. I look forward to working with you both, and I look forward to a great year. Other than that, no report.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Matt?
Just thank you for the reappointment. Appreciate the survey as your engineer and look forward to working with the new board. Thank you.
Chuck?
Welcome, new board. I have nothing else this evening. Thanks.
Mark?
Welcome. No, it's, I'm really looking forward to working with both of you. I did just want to mention regarding the RACP application, we have a six-month window from notice of award to submit a formal application and business plan. That date's actually coming up in early February, so just so the board's aware, you will need to take action on a resolution to formally submit that application and business plan before the deadline at the second meeting in January.
Probably going to say the same thing. Can we add this to Matt's timetable, you know, what the implications are with RACP? I think we need to look at this as a whole and take a holistic approach before we make any decisions to change course. We would hate to jeopardize any RACP funding or anything that's in place that would end up costing the taxpayers money.
Absolutely.
Do you have a specific date on that?
It's either the second or the third. It's the first week of February. Before the first board meeting.
Okay.
If I'm wrong on that, I'll certainly let you know. I'm pretty sure it's the second. I will be working closely with Mr. Cousis to work through a rescoping request that's more in line with the current project. So that is an option, you know, at any point. But just getting this submitted is, I think, a priority.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Manager, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to welcome everyone to another new year and to our newest board members. Welcome. We're certainly all, as you've just heard, we're getting ready to work with you and excited to work with you. And there were a lot of positives about this township. As you know, you've been out campaigning for the last year. So you've heard how wonderful the community is. Now you have the opportunity to serve the community. So welcome. Just to follow up on Mr. Sassman's point, we did meet with the fire company this morning to begin talking about the next steps to sell the current apparatus that we're replacing. So I anticipate having something before you at your next meeting to authorize us to put that piece of equipment out for auction through probably the municipal program. But we're going to fine-tune some of that together with the department, so look forward to see that at your next meeting. So thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. The next item on the agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $581,377.09 and payroll in the amount of $330,231.54. And I'll make a motion to approve that. Do I have a second?
Second that.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that motion carries. Now it's time for the second session of visitor and public comments. Anybody wishing to address the board supervisors, if you'd be so kind as to step to the podium, identify yourself by name and your address. I also ask that if you could keep your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Hearing none, I will make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting. Any second?
Second.
Second by everyone. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that motion carries.